Welcome to Conrad's Corner. Steve Brody is a local poet on the staff at Wittenberg University. Here's a poem about his experience there called Myths of Teaching. When I was young and yearning, I infused my learning with excitement from the life I imagined my teachers led. Mr. Parker, rumored to be rich, was stylish, sardonic, and called that conflagration the War for Southern Independence. With a 10-year-old's imagination, I saw him as abandoned by his wealthy folks, banned for teaching, wanting to work with poor kids like me. For his sake, I studied. Then Miss Thomas, at 12 I was taught by the goddess, when her violet eyes would turn toward me, when that secret half-smile burned across the classroom, themes of dandelion wine would glow in working memory like summer sun. At 22 I began to teach. I reached my students with cool, with youth, with athletic style. I saw my young self once more in the eyes of sophomore boys and girls, half-fabulous source of what was good to know. I didn't blink when hard-eyed Judy, elbowed by her snorting friend, blurted out the question, "Are you good in bed?" I never wondered that the class didn't titter or roar, but waited, engaged, pens in hand, for my answer, as though it would be a useful key to reading Julius Caesar. Now at 62, shedding years and hairs with increasing speed, what do I offer the dreams, the mind's eye of those who sit before me? I, who resemble that wrinkled, gut-spread shapes of parents they have only recently escaped, what fictions can my presence still create? In a world of high production, media that inform, amuse, but somehow fail to rise, is there still in me a story to fire them, one to weld a wire of feeling between my words and some new wisdom? Steve Brody, Myths of Teaching. Thanks for listening.